At last week's Academy Awards, actor Will Smith hit comedian Chris Rock in the head for a joke about Smith's wife. Ironically, Will Smith starred in a 2015 movie called Concussion, which puts the spotlight on brain injury that's caused by repeated knocks to the head in contact sports. It's a topic that's come under close scrutiny for the last 4 years by researchers at the Australian Sports Brain Bank. Associate Professor Michael Buckland says that Australian contact sports are also causing degenerative brain disease, even if the blows don't cause concussion.
The Australian Sports Brain Bank is part of the neuropathology department here at RPA Hospital. Our primary purpose is to examine the brains of contact sports athletes and others who have experienced repetitive head injury, to look for the long-term consequences of that repetitive head injury.
And when you say a brain bank, these are brains that have been provided for people who have passed away?
That's right. Either people decide to donate their brains prior to their death, or sometimes families will reach out to us when a loved one has passed away and donated their brain for research, as well as to get an answer of what was going on in their loved one's brain prior to death.
What would make them think there was something going on?
So from our experience so far, families often say to us, well, look, you know, Dad had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, but to us it just didn't seem like he was like all the other people we have seen with Alzheimer's disease. That's the older cohort. And then there's a younger cohort of donors. Unfortunately, a lot of those come to us because they've taken their own life. The family really in that situation are looking for answers.
And what did you find in the brains of those younger people?
Of the younger people, all of them had experienced repetitive head injury through contact sport, and many of them had the telltale lesions of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. CTE is a disease that's been strongly linked to exposure to repetitive head injury. And it's the only way you can diagnose it at this stage is by examination of the brain after death.
So what would you like to see happen in Australia as a result of your research?
I would like to see every contact sport have a specific policy on how to minimise CTE risk. And any policy should be based on two principles. And the first principle is reducing overall lifetime exposure to subconcussive head blows. And the second principle is increasing the age of first exposure to repetitive head blows.
Why is age so important?
So it may be that the developing brain is more vulnerable. I guess as well, if you're going to play footy until you're 30, if you start early, then that starting early is contributing to the overall lifetime accumulation of head knocks. There has been some psychological studies as well as some radiological studies using MRIs showing that if you get a group of ex-contact sports players who have played the equivalent number of years of their sport and you divide them up into those that started before the age of 12 or 13 and those that started after the age of 12 or 13, you can find statistically significant differences with those that started at the age of before 12 or 13 having worse performance on cognitive measures, psychological tests of cognitive measures, as well as more evidence of white matter damage in their brain.
CTE can only be detected once it's too late. What do we need to do to try and prevent the situation in the first place?
Yes, look, that's a very good question. On a related note, we actually know that people that have experienced a single significant concussion that's led them to presenting to an emergency room, they actually have a double the risk of suicide for at least the year after that concussion and potentially for 4 or 5 years afterwards. So there is more links between head knocks and mental health issues than just CTE. So a very simple way to reduce the burden of mental health on our population and the burden of CTE is avoid getting hit in the head a lot.
If people are interested, how can they help?
Oh, look, the best way to help is to visit our website. And it's just simply brainbank.com www.brainfoodcentre.org.au, and there you can request an information pack. And ideally, we'd love as many people as possible to sign up to donate their brains after their death. And it can all be done very simply on the website. And we're after people not only that have had a lot of head knocks, we need people that have had no head knocks. So really, the more people that sign up, the faster we're going to get answers.
Associate Professor Michael Buckland, a neuropathologist at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, speaking there with Wendy John.